opening thought on the way your netminder was able to get this one for you tonight?
Well, good for him. You know, we haven't been able to give the whole guy a whole lot of goal support, so he figured out how to win the game. Just spectacular. He's been really good right from training camp on, and tonight, you know, he was our best player by far. And he needs to be able to get some confidence out of these games. You know, he needs more than just, geez, you played well and we couldn't score enough for you. So good for him. He's earned it. He's got all the respect in the world in that locker room from the players in front of him. He competes hard, battles hard, and I'm happy that we got in a shootout, to be honest with you. At the end of the day, nothing beats him.
Overall, just your impressions of the way this game went out?
You know, we looked like a team that was playing 5-9, and they'd been sitting for 5 days. I mean, we were, penalty kills hurt us in the first. We were not very good in the second period. I thought, you know, early in the second we'd get on them a little bit and had a few shifts, and then just weren't very, very good. The puck was not our friend tonight by any means. But, and you felt when your goaltender got you through two periods at zeros, you had a chance to win the game, and we were better in the third and found a way to simplify some things and battle on some pucks that we had lost in the first two periods. So we got better as the game went on, which is important, and gave ourselves a chance to win.
There was a point about 8 minutes left in the third period. It was a break. You put out you had a zone, offensive zone draw. You put out your top line, and you guys started. I mean, you talk about the third period. You guys started to really play well as the third period wore on. Did you think at that point that you were taking advantage of a tired team there?
Well, we knew they were down 2D. Yeah. You know, we didn't feel we took enough advantage, and we didn't put enough pressure on them early. But we had enough shifts. There was a cost to every, you know, second that they were in their end of the ice, and we did feel we were getting better. And I mean, whether we were or not, that was the propaganda we were using on the bench, because we, and the bench got better and they're a little excited, and all of a sudden the pass is a little easier, and there weren't any easy passes through two periods for our team. So yeah, we did get stronger. I'm not saying we dominated the third, but we were much better in the third and the first two. And sometimes on the road, when you're dragging a little bit and the other team's fresh, you got to hang around long enough to give yourself it. And that was our goaltender, for sure. But you know, we felt we deserved a little better fate in Jersey the other night and didn't get it. And it evened out.
What's this turnaround like now as you probably don't get into Chicago till 2-ish and have a quick one here tomorrow night?
You know, we're used to that. I think we always go into Chicago after playing somewhere else. And we get an hour back, which is good. Yeah. But yeah, there's some miles in the body, so we're going to need the whole bench going tonight better than last night. Obviously, we're going to have to move the puck quite a bit better tomorrow. But we've given ourselves a chance to go in there and, you know, 5 out of 6 points on the road and finish off with a great effort. And who knows, maybe we come out of here with just a fantastic road trip.
Good.